This happened to me years ago. 1996, in October of 1996, they discovered an ocular melanoma inside of my left eye. Diagnosis cancer on Friday. I had to wait the whole weekend to know what that meant. It was torment. It was scary. I thought I was gonna die. I cried, I wept, I prayed, I did all those things. And the doctor, on Monday, we saw him, and he's like, yep, you have it, it's definitely cancer. You've got a melanoma in your eye. But we're gonna take care of it. He said, do you have any questions? I said, I have no idea, doc, I know I do. But I can't think of anything right now. And he said, let's pray. So we prayed. We joined hands together and we prayed. And during that time, God was dealing with me about a lot of things, and I was going through a really hard time. And my life was pretty much broken. And I sat down and I wrote a couple songs. One of the songs I recorded, and a friend of mine over in Panama City heard the song. He said, I'm going to record it. Well, he was like me. He was nobody, you know. No, that's only a few CDs, but not really many. And he said, can I record your song? And I said, absolutely. He said, how much do I have to pay? I said, don't pay me anything. You just do it. So he takes the song and he records it. And this is not going anywhere. This is just a little boy. See, I remember growing up in a house that had cardboard on the walls that separated the bedrooms. Not having hot water in the house for a while. We were very good. But God knew that little boy. That's me, that little boy. And as I went through my struggle with my cancer, and I sit down and I wrote this song, Pastor, and then I give it away. It was like bringing my loaves and my fish. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, here, Lord, use it if you can.